Hey everyone and welcome. My name is Rachel Gisa and I have here with me Scott Fairclough, who will be talking about his time at University of Wyoming as a D1 college football player. He played in 1975 and 1976, and we're just going to see how football has changed from then to now. So Scott, how has football changed and what was college football like when you played and how was the fans?
Well, all for college football was to me when I first got the scholarship was a meal ticket. It was good life. You eat really good. You got a training table and you're being escorted and coached. We go out to dinner and go to the nicest hotels and nicest restaurants and buffets and away games. And then you get out there on the field and there's like, even in Laramie, which is a small town, there was 35,000 people for the first time in my life to be in a crowd like that. And it was the first game of the year with Arizona State. And that was a powerhouse back then. And we won 48-45. And the crowd, it just made you want to cry. It was so intense. The fans went crazy.
I know now the NCAA has changed a lot of rules with pertaining to the safety of the players on the field. But I do see that before there was spearing.
Yeah, you can't do that. It's very controversial because a late hit is considered, you know, that's a foul. Mm-hmm. But it's so close to a legal hit that if you really hurt somebody, hit somebody hard, they'll throw a flag at you. If you hurt somebody, they're going to throw a flag. And that just took away from the whole game to me. I mean, it just changed. It felt like, it's girls football. That's what it felt like. I wanted blood. But that's just the way we were trained. But that was the time where you were allowed to smash people and you could spear the quarterback and you could intentionally try to hurt somebody. You absolutely can't do that now.
So I was wondering, since we're talking about spearing, because I know from back then it was more like spearing wasn't allowed, but now with the NCAA changing the rules, they do have like targeting rules that they changed to just prevent injuries to players.
That's what I've heard. It's really changed. I mean, I'm sure it's for the better.
Oh yeah,
it's a healthier game, but football used to be brutal back when I was playing, and even before I was playing. I mean, there was these ball players that were just, they're like killer Marines, and they all had crew cuts way back when.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the size of players, with college players playing in your day, how did the size of the players change from then to now? Because I know now you see a lot of like defensive linemen and offensive linemen. They're like about 3 to 320 pounds to 6'4", 6'6". Like, how do they compare to how it was back then?
Usually the big guys were offensive linemen. And that's because they're really not fast. And the coach would always say, if anything else, just stand in their way. Get in the way. Because they were so thick and big, you know?
Yeah.
But some sizes, it was better. Like, I played nose. And I was at like 240 to 250. And in that position, it's better to be fast because you're double teamed every play. And with the exception of passes, and even then you're double teamed. But everybody's got a job to do. And a nose guard, you know you're going to get double teamed from one guard on one side or one from the other side. And you just developed this peripheral vision Well, you see it coming, and what you have to do as a nose guard is split the two guys in two, aim for their thighs, and aim right between both of them, and you're gonna fall. You would fall to your knee and drive, and my job was done. I jammed up the hole. I got There's three of us in a pile now because the double team was coming from one way or the other, and they grade you. Every position you get graded. At the end of the day, at the end of the, in the you get your grade, and they tell you what it is. Practice the next day, or usually it would be on a Monday because that games were always Saturday nights, pretty much.
Speaking of how they graded you, what did that pertain to? Was that just like a way of you guys be doing better the next game,
What do you mean, greeted you? Greeted you. I
or
greeted you.
are graded? Sorry.
Oh, graded you. No, you get to improve. Everybody's got a grade. The center on offense, they grade him. Was he able to move the nose guard? Were they able to perform a double team? And if you didn't, then you didn't get such a hot grade. But that's no secret. They did that back then, and they do it now too. And pro scouts, they want to know what your grade is. They want to know how you grade out every game, and they deal with the head coach at that about that.
So I have one last question for you. What is one thing that they changed today in college football that you feel they should have kept to keep the game more exciting or
I liked it blood and guts. I did. I like it rough. And now it's not. No, it's they're like ballerinas out there. That's what, and I'm not alone in thinking that. Old timers think that way. Well, football is a brutal sport. You're gonna get hurt. You're gonna get hurt. I got put out of my senior year halfway through the season. My junior year, halfway through the season, sophomore year, I made it through. I'm still aching because of injuries. Now, I got two hip replacements. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I still limp. My toe still bothers me. Had a concussion. Yeah, I went through the gamut. Really, the worst was the ribs. And like I say, no always allowed. You play with pain. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
And that's all the time that we have today. Thank you so much, Scott, for sharing your input and how college football has changed from then to now. And with that, thank you for watching Mana in Motion and thank you for listening. My name is Rachel Gisa, and we'll catch you guys later.